This morning I want to talk to you about two divine appointments based on our text that's been read in Revelation chapter 20. These two future appointments that we will not escape. Two events that you and I will keep. We will not be late. We cannot postpone. We cannot avoid. They will come to us. We will be there because the sovereign God who rules and reigns over His creation has said it will be so. Because when God desires something to happen, when He wills it to be, nothing or no one can stop it. It is absolutely set in stone. Daniel 4:35, we're told that God does as He pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back His hand or say to God, "What have you done?" And so the first appointment that all of us will face is our physical death. And regardless of your belief in God, regardless of your religion or any other thing, one thing that we can be sure of, one thing that everyone on this planet can agree on, is that at some point we will physically die. Some point in the future, we will be gone. In fact, before you were born, God has decided how much time you will get on this earth. In Job 14:15, we're told, man's days are determined. You, God, have decided the number of his months and have set limits he cannot exceed. So we know that our time on this earth is limited. And I wonder, would you agree with me this morning that our time is oh so short? James 4:14 says, "What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes." So God gives us one life, this set amount of time on this earth to use for His glory, for His honor, for His praise, for His fame, for His agenda. So this morning I wonder, how are you using the life, the very breath that God has given you? How are you using and spending the time that God has allowed you to have? And how you use the life and the time that God gives you really does matter. Why? Because you will return to God to face judgment. And there are only two options when we return to God. Number one, reward, eternal life, blessing with Christ forever in His kingdom. And second, divine wrath, eternal doom, alive and conscious in the lake of fire. Back to our text in Revelation, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Hebrews 9:27 tells us that we are destined to die once and after that to face judgment. So death will come to all of us. Your date, your time is set, and the clock is ticking. So death is your first divine appointment. Then we have appointment number two that I've already mentioned, the judgment of God. Let's now consider our text in Revelation chapter 20. God gives John this incredible vision of this future judgment at the end of human history as we know it. It is an absolutely incredible scene. In verse 11 we have this white throne, and the one who sits upon it is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. The one who warns us about himself. Listen to what he says in Luke chapter 12, verse 4 and 5. Jesus says, do not fear those who can kill your body. And after that, do no more, but rather fear him who has the power to throw you into hell. In other words, Jesus is saying that you need to fear me. You need to fear God. We should be afraid if our name is not written in the book of life. And so we're told in verse 12 of Revelation chapter 20, the dead, great and small, they stand before the throne and the books are opened. The great and small, the somebodies and the nobodies of human history will all be there. Rich people, powerful people, kings and queens, influencers, the people that we adore and worship and look to in our own lives, and how people worship the fame of a lot of people. They will all be there. The poor people will be there in this life. The insignificant, the non-famous will all be there. Napoleon, Hitler, Stalin, who practiced evil on a large scale, they will be there, all awaiting the verdict of the Almighty Judge. Justice will be served. We're told the books are opened and the dead are judged according to what they have done. So I ask you this morning, what have you done? What are you doing with your life? These books are opened, and so we know that God has a record of our lives. All your sins, all your actions, every word, every thought, every motive, every attitude of your heart. The King of Kings, he knows it all. Nothing will be hidden. All will be revealed. No secrets, no lies, no deception, no cover-ups, no excuses. Everything laid bare before the Almighty Christ. In verse 13, we're told the sea gives up the dead. Hades gives up the dead, and each person is judged according to what he has done. All dead physical bodies will rise from the sea, from the dust, from all over the earth. Souls that are in Hades today, in a place of torment today, will be reunited with their physical bodies to face this final judgment. God warns the world in Hebrews 10, verse 31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Then in verse 14 and 15 of Revelation chapter 20, we have the actions of the judge. Jesus will throw death and Hades into the lake of fire. And everyone whose name is not written in the book of life will also be thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death. This is not a physical death, but rather a place that Jesus has prepared for those whose name is not written in the book of life. A physical forever place of torment where the wrath of Christ is poured out upon people forever because of their sin and disobedience. Because of their unrepentant hearts for the things that they have done to offend him and his holy word. A terrible place. The worst thing that could happen to a human being made in the image of God, to be separated from God forever, from his blessing and his grace. In the lake of fire, there is no mercy. The judgment of God falls, and sinful, wicked creatures get from their Creator what they deserve, punishment for sin. This lake of fire, this final destination, the final judgment of God for the billions whose name is not written in the book of life. And if you read earlier in Revelation, Satan will be there as well. That is his final destination with the angels and the false prophets and all who have worked and served him. And so this morning there is two divine appointments that we will face. Death and the judgment of Almighty God upon my life and your life. God has appointed a time in the future for this to happen. And so this morning, the key question that we need to ask ourselves, surely the most important question we must ask ourselves in our own minds and in our own hearts, is my name written in the book of life? Is your name written in the book of life? Because again, there are only two options. Your name is either in the book of life or your name is not in the book of life. There is no in between, there is no middle ground, there is no other options. There are only two eternal, forever destinations. Your forever home when you die will either be in heaven, in the new heaven and the new earth with Christ, or you will be in the lake of fire. Where will you go? Where are you heading? If your name is written in the book of life, Jesus will say in Matthew 25:35, come you who are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom for you that prepared for you from the foundation of the world. But for those whose name is not written in the book of life, Matthew 7:23, Jesus will tell them plainly, I never knew you, away from me, you evildoers. In other words, you do not belong to God. You're not part of His eternal family. And so we've got to ask ourselves this morning a very serious question. How do I get my name into the book of life? How can I know that when I die, I am going to heaven, that I am going to be with Christ, which is far better? How can I be sure in my heart and in my mind? Let me give you some popular opinions today. Well, not just today. These opinions have lasted for thousands of years. Option number one, your own personal goodness. You know, people tell me they're going to stand before God and they're going to tell God, well, you know what, God, I'm a good person. I haven't killed anyone. I pay my taxes. I work hard. You know, I help people. I give to charity. I do all these wonderful things. You know, really, I'm not that bad, God. But yet God would disagree with that thought. Psalm 14:1, there's no one who does good, says God. Romans 3:12, there's no one who does good, not even one. God makes it plain any personal goodness is not good enough. Because we all have a sinful nature. We all feel, we all disappoint God with our attitudes and our actions and our thoughts. If you want to go to heaven on your own personal merit, well, you need to be perfect. But the problem is we're not perfect. Romans 3:23 tells us we've all sinned and we fall short of the glory of God. So we're all sinners. We have a problem. So our own goodness isn't going to cut it. Our own goodness is not good enough to allow God to forgive us of our sins and to allow us into His kingdom. And so people who think that they're going to stand before God and suggest that are going to be bitterly disappointed. Option two is another favorite of people, my good works. No, it's tied up with your personal goodness. You know, I'm a religious person. I go to church, I serve in the church, I pray regularly, I read my Bible, I do all these great things. Oh, isn't God so impressed? Do you remember what Jesus said to the religious leaders of His day? To the good workers who served in the Jewish church, who prayed, who fasted, who ticked all the religious boxes, who knew it all, who went through the motions every single week. Did Jesus say to them, well, I'm impressed, keep up the good work, you're going to heaven? No, Jesus gave the verdict, the judgment in John 8:44. He said, you religious leaders, you so-called important church people, He says, you belong to your father, the devil. They will go where he will go, the lake of fire. Jesus was telling them, you are deceived. You think you belong to God. You think you're doing God's work. You are not. So what's the answer? How can I know? How can I be sure that when I die, my name is going to be written in the book of life? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him, that is Jesus Christ, will not perish in the lake of fire, but have eternal life. And so if you want to know and be sure that your name is written in the book of life this morning, it's simple. You need to repent. You need to turn from your sin. Read through the Gospels. This is the message that Jesus preached. It was a message of repentance. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so we repent, we turn from our sin, and we put our faith alone in Jesus Christ. That will give you eternal life. Then your name will be written in the book of life. God makes it very simple. He makes it very clear. John 3:36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects Jesus Christ will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. Jesus Christ is the answer. Jesus Christ is the door. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. We go through Him. The one who came into our world and lived a perfect, sinless life. The one who willingly went to a cross and died for our sin. That for all who would dare believe in Him and follow Him and serve Him, they would have eternal life. The one who rose again on the third day, proving Himself to be God, will soon return to this earth and rule and reign and bring His judgment and His wrath. The one who says to those who believe and follow Him, I have went and I have prepared a place for you in My kingdom. That is the hope that we have this morning. If you belong to Jesus Christ, if you love Him, if you serve Him, if you're following Him, if you're repenting daily of your sin, then you can know that your name is written in the book of life. And no matter what we go through in this short life, the good and the bad and the ups and the downs and the heartaches and all the things that we see in our news and all the things that we face in this broken world, we have hope and we can know for sure that soon Christ will return and make it all better. This morning my name is in the book of life because of Jesus Christ. Because of His grace, because of His mercy, because of who He is, not because I'm a minister, not because I'm a padre, not because I may think I'm a good person, not because I'm religious. My name is in the book of life because of Jesus Christ, because of who He is, because of His work upon the cross, because of His mercy upon my life. My name is in the book of life because I repent daily of my sin and because my faith is in Christ alone and nothing else. Not in my performance, not in my good works. Jesus gives us the promise in John 6:37, He that comes to Me, I will not cast out. So when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, when you live for Him, then you can know for sure that your name is in the book of life. God gives us the promise in Romans 8:1, this wonderful promise, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I will not face the wrath of God. I will not be condemned because Jesus Christ has done it all. He has paid it all. My sins today, my sins tomorrow, my sins next week until He calls me home to be with Himself. He has paid for it all. It is finished. It is done. And so I rest completely on Him and nothing else. The one who cannot lie. The one who tells us the truth. The one who gives us these wonderful promises that we can take into our lives and into our hearts. And we can praise God and thank God for them every single day. And so I wonder, where do you stand this morning? Is your name written in the book of life? If you haven't done so already, why don't you ask the Lord Jesus, I plead with you to forgive you. To forgive you for your sin and put your faith in Him. And in Him alone, and the gracious King of Kings will put your name into the book of life. It is that simple. And so this morning I pray for each of you. That when our time comes, that when your time comes, that you will be with Christ in heaven forever. I pray that everyone who hears this message, perhaps those who are listening online or whatever the case may be, that their name too will be written in the book of life. And for us who love the Lord Jesus, let us continue to serve Him faithfully. Let us continue to seek to live for Him. Let us, when God gives us the opportunity, warn people that the judgment of God is upon them. The judgment of God is already upon this world, and we see it in all the things that are happening. Let us daily seek to serve Christ and to thank Him every day for His grace and His mercy to us. Amen.